Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to WAMRDB, Atlanta Mix Radio, the woman's station, the new look and feel of radio. We are now syndicated. You can find us on Blog Talk, Mixcloud, SoundCloud, the TuneIn app, YouTube, Spreaker, and Facebook Live. We'll be discussing a wide array of topics such as domestic violence, Me Too, sex trafficking, and health. Check us out on the World Wide Web at www.AtlantaMixRadio.com. Atlanta Mix Radio, the woman station, the new look and feel of radio.
Welcome to the Trans Entertainment Network Radio. I'm your host, Stan Lucas, and we have Zarian Lovelace with us, my co-host. What's up, Zarian?
What's going on?
All right, y'all. We got some feedback coming in from somewhere, so we need to get that straight.
Is that better?
That's much better. Yeah.
Okay, so,
all right. Tonight's subject, and I'm trying to get some things done with my live feed, but y'all can see me okay, right? Oh, no? All right, there we go. All right.
You good?
I'm broadcasting. I'm here from Chicago right now, so I'm in Chicago. got some things going on here in the Chi-Town right now. So,
tonight's subject is about
uppercase.
All right, are we all right, y'all?
Yeah, we're good. Go ahead,
all right.
Man.
All right. So, what tonight's subject is about is that we are dealing with the subject tonight of what's the difference between a trans man and a stud. And then also, we're dealing with trans men dating trans women. So, we're dealing with that situation. So, number one is, let's start off with something. What is the difference between a trans man and a stud?
Well, if I may say, I got my homeboy Flex on the line because I had to hit him up because I wanted him.
All
to
right, go ahead, Flex.
All right, I'm going to make it plain and simple for anyone who doesn't understand this. A stud can be a man that is handsome looking, or a stud could be a woman that is very androgynous, very much of a masculine image, but she is not a man, okay? So that stud is only that stud that you're talking of in the black community or the lesbian community is one that loves women. She is a lesbian that has that image or that androgynous image as a male, but she is not a male. She is not. She is very comfortable being the woman she is. She is very comfortable being who she is with the woman she's with, and she's not trying to be a man. She just imitates the image of what masculinity to her is. Now, the trans man has nothing to do with the sexuality. The trans man is one that is gender by gender, that is a woman, that a trans man or trans woman is one that lives authentically the gender that they know they are despite what they were born.
All right.
Is that clear for everybody?
All right.
So
I
can have a cousin that's a stud, but I'm a trans man. There's two different things between us. I am a trans man, but it's a gender difference, not a sexuality, because people confuse sexuality as being part of gender. Although we hear sexual gender or gender sexuality, but it's a two different separate things. And I think that's something we need to separate right away when we discuss transgender individuals versus LGBT individuals. Our sexuality has nothing to do with the gender that I am. For example, Stan, you're a man. By gender, you're comfortable being the man that you are. You're a cisgendered man. So who you deal with sexually is your business, but who you are by face value and who you are comfortable being who you are is the man you are. Gender is very fluid, okay? So with us, we're very fluid with who we are and becoming who we are.
Okay. All right. Well, let me say this. All right. Now, when I see a stud, I see a man. When I see a stud, so I always look at a stud that way. I don't know. I'm just going on what. And when I see a stud, I see a stud that carries itself as a man. But then when I see a trans man, sometimes I see the same thing. And I'm going to tell you something. One of my artists, Crystal, her mother is a stud. And yesterday we had this conversation just yesterday because I told her, I said, well, your mother is more man than me. But yet she doesn't identify herself as a trans man, but as a stud. And
she is a woman. Yeah, but right. But the confusion is that you fail to realize that she is a woman comfortable being the woman she is. She doesn't want to change anything about her body. But that's her trait. I call it a trait. That's her trait. She dresses as masculine as she wants to be and as comfortable as she can be. But deep down inside, she will tell you, I'm not trying to be no man. I'm not trying to have a sex change. I'm comfortable being androgynous. Which people don't use that word often.
Right, but is it so a trans man would be is the sex change, am I right?
A trans man is one that is not going to, I'm going to say it like this, we're not going to live the gender that we're born. We're comfortable being the gender that we know we are deep down inside.
Right,
okay.
I agree with that. We're not going to play. Yeah, but
I mean,
something you're learning, Stan, and that's why we have these discussions on these radio shows, because a lot of people misguided me for being bisexual, because I was married to men and I dated women, but I was a trans man all that time.
Wow.
See, but the thing is, we fail to recognize that gender and sexuality are two different things.
Okay. Now, okay, what I want to do is this. We I saw some people make a post today about the ladies dating the trans men.
Okay.
Is that a new trend? Is that something that's going on?
It's not a new trend. I'm going to tell you all a secret. I'm 56 come March. I dated a trans woman at the age of 20. That was 30-something mm-hmm. years ago. So it's not a new trend. It's just that we as a community are growing comfortable with the word of gender fluid. We're being comfortable mm-hmm. with our genders. We're being fluid with it. We're finding sexually. We are becoming comfortable being pansexual, asexual, bisexual, whoever sexual, gay sexual, lesbian sexual, whatever sexual you want to be. We're comfortable with who we are sexually and who we're attracted to. It has nothing to do with what's between your legs.
Absolutely. I completely agree.
It's who you're comfortable with. And if you're comfortable sexually, like me, I'm pansexual. I have no shame to my game. I'm pansexual. So if I find an individual whose soul is very, very pleasing to me, I will pursue that individual.
Okay.
Now, what I do in the bedroom is my business.
Right, right, right. But and part of what we're trying to do is just we just bring out the topic, because what happened was I saw a post today where a lot of the trans women are really getting turned on by trans men, and I really want people to weigh in on this, and I want y'all to call in 516-387-1251. I don't want, you know, I appreciate all the comments and everything that people are doing, but I'd rather you guys call in so that everybody can hear what you're talking about and hear your opinion
absolutely.
On this, because it's important. 516-387-1251. Hey, if you're a trans woman and you are dating a trans man, let's talk about it. A good friend of mine the other day was just telling me, I didn't know she was married. She was married to a trans man.
Uh-huh.
And they got married and had a baby.
Right. And they're comfortable with that.
Yeah.
They're comfortable with that. I've got a young lady that we're friends, and we do a show on my show, Come On Michelle. She is
mm-hmm.
a pansexual trans woman. She deals with studs. She deals with women. So like I said, sexuality is very fluid. It's who you're comfortable
okay, but,
with.
I'm not trying to get I'm going to kind of get deep with this.
Go ahead,
but...
Dan, do it. Go ahead and do it. Go ahead and do it. Let's not be nice about it. Go on, do it.
I mean, I find it kind of exciting, to be honest with you. I'm one of these people that I hate talking about roles. You know, what's the role of this person? What's the role of that person? But when you are dating a trans woman, what is the role of the sex?
I'm the man. She the woman.
Okay,
that's
but then she has the part.
What if she don't have the part? Ta-da!
Okay,
I'm just saying, let's be real about it. It depends on where she's... I mean, I've dated women, trans women that do not use their frontal.
Okay?
I've dated trans women that don't use their frontal. I've dated trans women that... Well, I'm comfortable, and everybody know I'm a freaky freak, so I ain't gonna lie. I've dated trans women that will not touch my frontal. Because that's not what they want.
Right.
But I've dated trans women that don't want backside action. I mean,
okay.
It depends on that individual. It depends on where you're comfortable and how you're ready to compromise and where you're comfortable sexually. If you are a trans man that does not like to be penetrated, then you will definitely make sure you tell your mate, we ain't penetrating me. I mean, it's just it's adults having conversation. It's like when you date someone and you get to know them, like gay men, they're like, well, I'm a top, I'm a bottom, okay? Somebody asked me, what are you, verse? I just put it out there. But you're not going in my back door. I mean, just got to be very vocal, very willing enough to be open, to allow yourself to be open to meet who you need in your life.
Hey, Kirsten. Yeah, I see what you're saying, but like I said, I really don't know. I mean, I've been around a long time, but what
right.
I'm saying is that I've seen, you know, like I said, it's I'll tell you what happens when you date a trans woman and go out to the club, then and I start kind of like. Like, I didn't think that was competition. Seriously, I never thought about them as competition. And now I see that a lot of it is happening, and a lot of trans women are dating trans men. You know, and so this is why we have the topic.
But you know why, Stan? I'm gonna be honest with you. And some have told me that they're comfortable with trans men because they know that. We will not all are. I will say 65% of trans men that date trans women are very respectful to them.
Absolutely.
And these trans women know, and no shade to the brothers out there that are dealing with trans women, but they don't have to be on the down low with a trans man.
Okay, you got to run that by me again.
With a trans man, we can walk down the street and be seen by society as a straight couple, and we don't have to be in the closet about who we are and be down low and kept at home because our mate is uncomfortable or doesn't want to be outed by our presence of who we are and who they're dating. We are no longer down low mates. We're no longer down low mates, Dan. I'm not going to be your closet king when you go out there with your friends and not tell your friends and family.
Hey,
or you don't want to enter. Right. I'm not going to be a down low king, and she ain't going to be a down low queen.
Kirsten, why don't you call in and give us your input, please? Call us. We need to hear this. I'm getting a lot of comments, and I'd rather the comments be public where everybody can hear what you're saying.
Right.
Just call in,
and that's the thing.
That's what we need.
Thing,
we don't need.
Right.
I don't need to read them. We need to hear you tell them.
Right.
You know.
Right.
Tell us what they are.
Right. Because that's the thing. A lot of times when we're dating the girls, they're very comfortable with us. The ladies, when they're very comfortable with us, because they can have a relationship and not have to feel like they're put on a shelf and have to wait for that person to come home. A lot of trans women have date men that are on the down low that do not want to be outed.
All right, let me get
but
out
with
the phone
trans
number,
men,
call.
They don't have to do that.
Wait, hold on. Real quick. Let me get a phone number. 516-387-1251. I want everyone to call in and weigh in on this, you know, because like I said, we get the comments. I love the comments. And then, just pretend that you and one of those Facebook groups are giving your opinion on something. And when you call in, please just give us your name. You know, call us, give us your name, 516-387-1251. So, and like I say, this is to me, it's an important subject because, like I said, I always looked at a stud as, I've known trans men, but I always looked at everybody as a stud. But when I see a trans man, I kind of see now the facial hair, and is there a difference in how the dress is? I mean, I'm not being funny, but is there a difference between how a trans man and a stud dress?
There is a difference how trans men and a stud dress. First of all, we're men.
Okay.
First of all, we're men. I'll say this to anybody. I don't care if a woman puts on a pair of pants and a pair of shoes that look like she's being masculine. Here we go again with the word androgynous. She's comfortable being as tomboy as she wants to be because that's appealing to her feminine mate. I will say this. Here we go. You get two lesbians that are white, and they both can look like boys, and it's not a problem in the white community. Why are we discussing it in the black community?
Let me ask you a question then.
Yes.
How do you equate the lesbian with the as a – how do you put it? I mean, okay, we got lesbian, we got trans man, and we got stud.
A lesbian is a stud. A lesbian is a stud. It's just a lesbian that's very androgynous, very masculine looking. She's comfortable being the tomboy from high school to college to the day she graduates to the day she gets a job. She loves being the masculine dominant image in that relationship.
Okay.
That's where she is. And not every stud is masculine in that relationship. It's just by appearance.
Hmm. Okay. All right. All right, Zarian. Yeah, it is very interesting to me. And
it's very interesting, and I like what Fletch was saying. You know, for me, my thing is I have seen a lot of trans men. Just you know, in my short time with my transition, only maybe two years. And there are some trans men that are extremely attractive. But I know for me, I know I like a man. And I pretty much attract straight men, period.
Hey, Tatiana.
And so,
okay.
So I just think, you know, and then there are, don't get me wrong, there are some gay men that, you know, that find me attractive as well, which is fine and okay. But like Fletch said, it's a respect thing at the end of the day, because trans men understand and know the level of care that needs to go into making sure that they're comfortable, their integrity isn't being questioned or anything like that. So I think that's, for me, that's awesome that that a trans man would want to date a trans woman, and they make it work. I was actually looking at, I'm not sure if you all are familiar, but there is a couple, and there are two trans people. You all probably have seen them on Facebook or whatever, but he's a trans man and she's a trans woman, and they just make it work. And I commented and I said, you know, really, I told them, I said, I love you all, beautiful relationship. I said, it's on broadcast. I said, I've read some negative things. I said, but the positive things have just been so overwhelming, and that's what I like. So I just feel like once we take the labels and the roles and all that stuff back from what we think sexuality is and sexual fluidity is, I think we'll just look at love for love. And let that be that. That's my opinion on it.
Yeah. Okay. Hey, Diamond, how you doing? And I want everybody to call in, weigh in on this, because this is, like I said, this is a pretty important subject to us. It's a learning experience for me. 516-387-1251. And also, I want to just mention real quick that we have an event coming up February 11th. At 4 p.m. at Phase 1 at 4933 Memorial Drive. And it's the whole Trans Entertainment Network artist roster in the building. That's going to be a whole bit. That's a total weekend in Atlanta. We got the Bronner Brothers Hair Show going in. We have the Unconventional ATL Fashion Show going on. Everything's going on. Valentine's Weekend. All the trans artists are going to be there. Regina Hicks, Crystal Beverly, Chrissy G, Sinead Rellin, Rocio, and we even have a bona fide lesbian rapper, Ludy Boy, that's going to tear it up. It's only $3 to get in, but we're going to choose three of the callers tonight that call us tonight. It's only $3, but three of the callers tonight that call in, give us your opinion. And you'll get in free to watch this. It's going to be off the chain. It's going to be one of the biggest weekends in Atlanta, Georgia. And if you're not in Atlanta, you're going to miss it. It's just like what's going on in Minneapolis with the Super Bowl. That's how it is down here with the I'm in Chicago right now, but that's how it is in Atlanta when we had a Bronner Brothers show. And like I said, everything's going in. If you're in the hair, you're in the fashion, come out to iVent, Trans Entertainment Network, Phase 1, February 11th, Valentine's Weekend. Come on down. And then later on, I'll discuss something. We have another party going on later, which is a definite grown folk party. And just for the grown folks, and we'll talk about that part later. But right now, call in, tell us what you think. Our subject is trans men and studs, trans women dating trans men. And I know it's a lot of y'all out there. I see y'all post on Facebook all the time. Everybody talks about it. This is the time to be talking about it. This is the time to do it. You know, you post everything on Facebook and you get your opinion. Call in, tell us what you think. You know, I want to hear from actual. And I know some of you all out there that some of the girls that date the trans men. I know some of you all that do that. I never question it, never talk about it, but this time talk about it. Tell us your feelings. What turns you on about a trans man? And same thing with trans women. What turns you on about trans women?
Well,
why
as
would
a trans man,
as a trans man, why would you want a trans woman?
Because they're sexy, baby.
That's why they're sexy.
They're sexy. We have things in common, and we're very supportive to each other because we're going through the same thing every day.
Is that really what it is?
Yeah, because let me tell you what, I'm looking for a woman that can compliment me, and if she can compliment me, then
I'm
comfortable.
So a cis woman couldn't do that. A cis woman couldn't do that.
I'm gonna tell you the truth, Stan, and all my friends will tell you this. I've said this. I don't want to date another cisgender woman for a long time. They waste my time. They don't understand what I'm going through. They're looking at me like I'm gonna save the earth. Some of them come with a lot of trauma from the past and look at me like, oh, he the same. Excuse my language on Blog Talk. They're like, well, he's just like any other nigga.
That's right.
You put me on the same category of the brothers that are already out there that are cisgender. I am not a cisgender man. I'm a man that faces struggle every day, twice, black man, trans man.
Okay.
So I need a woman that's going to understand the struggle.
Okay. I got you. And I understand what you're saying.
But Stan, I got a question. All right. I would just put out there.
Go ahead.
So,
go ahead, Zarian.
Okay.
So we're going to take a break in 5 minutes.
Out there to all of our listeners. And if Stan, you and Slick Shock kind of jump in on this if y'all want to, but the question I came up with sitting here, you know, being that we've been going back and forth, does personality type play a role in the difference between a stud and a trans man?
Okay.
What did you say?
Let me repeat it. Does personality type play a role in the difference between a stud and a trans man?
I'm going to say, personality type.
Yeah. Because, you know,
elaborate.
They have their own different, you know, their own different personality. Like, you know, some may be a little bit more shy and mellow. Then you have those other ones that are just, you know, turned up. So do you think that plays a role in the difference between a stud and a trans man? Excuse me.
No. I think a person themselves was what plays the role in the difference of them as individuals. Every one of us are different. Some trans men carry over the wilding out. Some stud women, you know, they could be wilding out young and be calmed down when they get old. It depends on that individual. I think a lot of it is life experiences that changes us, and I think a lot of it has to do with that individual itself. I don't think it has anything to do with that at all.
So pretty much everything is individually driven, is what you're saying.
Yes.
Okay, everything's like that. Okay, what I'm going to do is we're going to be taking a break, and we're going to be hearing from one of my artists, Crystal Beverly. And I want to make a quick note real quick. We are in Chicago, Trans Entertainment, and we will be performing. And check this out, y'all. We will be at Chicago State University Friday, February 9th, which is next Friday. It's going to be Crystal Beverly, Rocio, and Chrissy G. It's all R&B artists. Crystal's a hell of a rapper, and I try to push her to keep rapping. But it's all R&B, But we're going to talk more about that. We're going to take a quick 2-minute break and we'll be right back to Trans Entertainment Radio.
I was never trying to change you. I was changing me and hoped that it would change you. But it seemed these other women were insane to you. You open your eyes, it still remains to you. Got you bought it with the nine chain to you. Tried to kickball chain so I could dance with you. Tried to pot a beret, but it was torn to you. So I rocked away, I'm losing me to you. Remember when I used to play between your legs and had to beg for me to do it because it was nothing to it. Ride a dive, bed, test it, show it, improve it. Gave you everything because when I do it, I do it. Now you switching up like you just don't give a what, what. Man, I swear to God, my love is running out on luck, what. Getting good and spinning like your name is King Tut, what. Man, I hate to say it, but this shit is really suck. You ain't gonna have me stuck. I love the way you move and everything you do. It can break my heart, so I can't be in love with you. I wanna be with you. I want to make love too. It can break my heart, so I can't be in love with you. I see that this ain't made for you. It's too much for you, but what am I supposed to do? Cause I'm in love with you, got me feeling like a fool. For putting up with you, why'd I give it all to you? Everything I thought was true. Now every man that catch my attention is a substitute. We were supposed to win, was looking forward to that W. And every single worked hard for is material. That's all that lasted our relationship, that shit is pitiful. Put you on a pedestal and chipping you was doing you. I was rooting for you, boo. Now you got me booing you. They told me not to fuck with you, your colors, I was. See the truth, make sure you're hot as nigga proof. So he busts a shot at you, now he busts a shot at you. Feeling like he's infallible, sexual, it's edible. Got me feeling like cannibal. If you knew all the little things this nigga put me through, like wrong with my labels and no cables, because he's had a rule.
Let me hope, JB, what I need. got the Kawasaki moving. Sat down on his bike and then I had him strapped like Cupid. Dancing like a pound cake, he asked me what I'm doing. So I told him I'm just trying to get that Kawasaki shooting. Let's do it.
Find us on Blog Talk, Mixcloud, SoundCloud, the TuneIn app, YouTube, Spreaker, and Facebook Live. We'll be discussing a wide array of topics such as domestic violence, Me Too, sex trafficking, and health. Check us out on the World Wide Web at www.AtlantaMixRadio.com. Atlanta Mix Radio, the woman station, the new look and feel of radio.
All right, we're back.
I'm here. I guess I'm here. Okay.
All right, we're back.
Oh yeah.
All right, we're back.
Lexus,
all right, sorry.
I got my wine. All right.
All right,
I got
y'all.
Some wine.
All right, that's our engineer Karima doing her thing. That's what she's doing. But anyway, welcome back to our show. This is Trans Entertainment Network Radio. Stan Lucas is Ryan Lovelace. The topic for tonight is, what's the difference between a trans man and a stud and trans men dating trans women? We want to hear from you. 516-387-1251. Call us. Come on. Let's talk about it.
I don't want to hear a lot of, I don't want to see a lot of comments on Facebook. I want you all to call us, talk about it. State your name. Tell us what you think. Zerah, you say you had someone that wants to, that was trying to weigh in on this?
Yeah. So I have here, because we're here in the beautiful city of Jonesboro, and
okay.
I have a cisgender female here that would like to kind of weigh in on this on our topic tonight. So I'll let her introduce herself,
okay.
And then we'll go ahead and jump into the conversation.
All right. Hey, how y'all doing?
Hey, what's up? Everything's great.
My
how
name
you doing?
I'm good. I'm Tiffany.
Okay, hey Tiffany.
So my thing is, sorry about that.
Okay, go ahead.
Why is it a big issue? Why is all of this a big issue between trans men and studs? Like, I just feel like me being a married woman, I've never been with a female or never had a threesome with my husband, nothing like that, but I just feel as if, I mean, it's to each his own, you know what I mean? If this is, why do we have to compare everything? And if somebody could, like, help me understand that, why do we have to compare everything?
That's true. And I ask the same question all the time, and then why do we label things?
Right.
I see some people fighting because some people have a certain lifestyle, and I hear other people sit back and try to talk about it. It's like when you hear about people talking about, like, tops or bottoms. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I mean, but seriously. And, you know, and people have their opinions. To me, why are you more concerned about how I live, and why would it bother you?
Exactly.
How I choose to live. You know, the thing about it is, the reason we're doing this topic tonight is not because I'm not trying to get in somebody's business, but the thing is, it's out of education to me, is really what it is. And that's really what this is about, because when we talk about studs or trans men, and I'm around that circle, you know, it's a topic that we talk about. Like, we talk about race issues. These are things that's never going to go away.
Right.
Because
right.
You can sit back and say, we are human beings. But everything
right.
is everything we do is based around a label that we are, Black, white, Puerto Rican, the color of our skin, religion. I mean, just, you know, I mean, the whole thing we got going on right now in the world and all these wars is based on religion and trying to I'm trying to put my beliefs on you. I'm not trying to put, I don't want nobody's beliefs. I'm not trying to put any beliefs on anybody. And one thing about this show is we're not trying to solve issues, and we're not trying to, my thing is, it's more educational. And if we sit back and say, and we understand other people and just get an understanding of other people, just like people sit back and ask me about me, you know, I have no problem talking about me and understand about me. And at the end of the day, I could care less what people think. You know, why would I? Why should I? You
Absolutely.
Know, because, you know,
but it's okay,
you know,
my thing is, it's okay for me and my husband to walk down the street and hold hands and nobody thinks twice.
Okay.
But to see the next, whether it's a trans, a stud, a lesbian, or whatever, seeing them walk down the street holding hands is automatic judgment being, you know, it's judgment. So, I mean, I know that's how society is, but my thing is, just let it go.
Why do we
do that?
Because it's a long term. Let me say this: we have been stigmatized by society, and it's been a long term. We as humans have been enslaved by a lot of what is and what's not right, or what is correct and what's not right. And we have been conditioned. And when people are conditioned to doing something one way, it's hard for them to see things a different way. So when you come from being conditioned and you start spreading out, like right now, this is 2018. Yes, everything that's going on in the world needs to be visible. You can't hide transgender people from kids today. There are kids that are transgendered. Okay, you can't hide that. So whatever, you know, when the evolution of trans folks started revealing itself, it became a problem for society because it was we were hidden. We were hidden individuals. They it goes back, you know, and so when it comes down to who we are now in society's face, basically, it scares those that don't understand something. When people don't understand something, we talked about this on my show the other night. When people don't understand something, they're so quick to be envious, scared, and frightened, and because of that, they act out.
Wow.
Well, that's true too. And another thing, it's this is why these conversations are important, because this also can be a certain degree of support for some people. I mean, I know you. A lot of lives get ruined because people bow down to what society says they're supposed to do. And I'm supposed to have a wife. I'm supposed to have a kid. I'm supposed to have this and that.
Uh-huh.
And that's not really what you want. And so now you're living a lie. And then you're dragging another human being in that lie. And then you're bringing a child into that lie. And so now what you do is you start doing creeping at night, creeping out, doing stuff. Now you become down low and all this kind of thing. And so these are the kind of things that happen because this is what society brings on to people. And what people have to start doing is start learning to live their truth. And once you start living your truth, then you become a free person.
Right.
And once you're a free person, then you can do anything in the world you want to do because you're free. But we live by this. And this is like they say, when people walk down the street and then they're afraid, or, you know, not afraid.
Uh-huh.
But see, that's another thing, too, because a lot of things happen. You know, and there's a degree of being afraid because of somehow people are going to act and do. Thing is, I remember when I was in high school, and the biggest thugs that were fighting all the time, and they were the macho men, and they would taunt all the gay boys in the school, turned out to be the ones dating the gay guys. They put on this big old front, and this is the kind of thing we have. So these kind of discussions are important, and people need to know, and they got to be educated on it. You know, they have to be, and that's why we had the topic last time about men, what they call trans attracted men. You know, and a lot of men are afraid of that and the stigma with it. You know, and it's so many. I can't say closed minds because the minds are open, but when you talk about an oppressed group of people, that's why these conversations are important, because there is a stigma and there's an oppressed thing with it. My thing was, I'm not trying to get in trans men and trans women's business per se, but I'm just the dating situation is just something I just found interesting, and so that's why I want to do the topic tonight about that. You know, what makes it, you know, because I just found it kind of, you know what I do, honestly, I found it very interesting, and I think it's and I'll stay right on to it. I'm more than happy to see it. And I'm just more than happy to see people just being them. That's
absolutely
it, right?
Well, I think, let me say this, Dan, real quickly. I think it's a big, big hoopla now because people are trying to understand why trans men are dating trans women. And I hear this a lot because people say this to me. Well, Flex, you're a trans man, so why didn't you stay a woman and she stay a man and y'all just date each other that way?
Because that's not how you wanted it to be.
But people are looking at, again, they were looking at that sexuality side because they're looking at genitals. That was the problem. People are looking at,
well,
I think
it doesn't,
but this is how society is so conditioned with thoughts of how things should be, or, you know, and when they hear that we are changing our gender, they figure, okay, if you're going to have this done and that done, why didn't you just go ahead and stay that gender and have this, and going through all that, you should stay this gender. I think a lot of it comes from the fact that people not understanding. And these conversations are great because it's letting people understand it has nothing to do with genitals, has nothing to do with sexuality.
It doesn't. It's the person.
Right.
Who you want to be.
Right.
So how is that so hard to understand? That's
hey, y'all, look, our phone lines are open, y'all. Call in, 516-387-1251.
That's why it's so hard.
Because a lot of y'all are sitting down here listening right now, and like I say, I love the comments that we get on Facebook, but I need to get people to call in.
Right,
and
right.
just weigh in on it. Because, you know, it's good for me to see it and everybody, but we need to hear this, and we need to get your opinion.
Right.
516-387-1251. And that's what we're going to talk about. So, Flex, what you got going on?
What do you mean what I got going on? Man, I'm on a vacation plan.
Okay.
No. I got a lot of things in the pocket right now. You know, I'm getting ready for BTAC, which is in April. That conference is coming up.
Talk
in Texas.
About that. Tell people what that is, please.
BTAC is a Black Trans Advocacy Coalition weekend. That's a weekend that Black trans individuals come together with our allies and comrades. We have a week of activities from the Black Trans International Pageant, which is a pageant. And we also have a family day. We have seminars. We have a ball. We have many activities. It's just like going to a family reunion with a whole bunch of people that look just like you or may not look like you because, you know, homecoming is. And family reunions are. And that week we learn, we bond, we network, and we learn to be who we are freely and be authentically ourselves during that week. It's a great weekend to go and refresh yourself and have a blast. That's April 23rd to April 29th in Dallas, Texas. If you're interested in that, feel free to hit me up or go to blacktrans.org. It's a great weekend. If maybe you've never been to the weekend, I encourage you to come hang out. If you don't have a bed to sleep in, I got a room with extra beds, so come on, stay with me. It's going to be a great weekend. Also, April 15th in High Point, North Carolina, there's going to be a fashion, art, and wine event that's going to assist the funding for the LGBT transgender stability assistance program that I'm part of, founder, CEO. That event is open to the public. You can hit me up here on Facebook. If you, like my mama said, if you can Google me, she can find me. You can find me. Just look me up on Facebook. Flex Jones, FlexJonez. Also, look forward to seeing you guys tonight at 10:30 after this show with the LGBT Intimacy Adult Hour Sex Talk 101. It's out there on Facebook. You can find it. I'll put you in it. What else is going on, Stan, that I could think of? That's it for now. Oh, Tuesdays. We have a talk show on Tuesdays. I have a talk show on Tuesday night, also here on Blog Talk as well. So great to hear everybody here who's here. But please call in, folks. Call in. Have your friends, your mama, your cousin. Everybody call in. Please take part in this. Please. This is a great topic. These are the topics, and you can come in and talk about anything because this is how we learn, grow, and become the community we are and be supportive we are. So feel free to call in for this show.
Can you give me that?
you guys. Welcome back to Atlanta Mix WMRDB. We are the woman's station, having some technical difficulties with Stan, bringing him back into the show. You're listening to Karima Ali Barnes. I'm your producing engineer for the night. Thank God we're doing this thing from Chicago, because I guarantee you it's cold there. So we got a great topic, you guys. Want to appreciate everybody that's been tuning in on Facebook Live. We're talking about trans men and studs, and I'm just on another page. I mean, I'm just learning and understanding things that I never, ever knew. But I want to, we got Mr. Stan.
Yeah, we had some issues going on for a second, but I think we're back now. I think everything's okay.
We're back? Okay.
Yeah,
cool,
we're back
cool,
now.
Cool.
All right, so, yeah, everything's back. Wow. All right.
You guys, we're talking about love, still in love with the Monica Fly. We had Rocio on as well. All these are independent artists. We had Crystal on. We also had, I think it's Chrissy. And so you're listening to the 10 Network Radio. We're having some technical difficulties with Mr. Stan Lucas, but want to thank our guest for being on to give us insight about the difference between trans men and studs. It has been a very informative evening, and I can only tell you that it has been a shocker.
It's been a shocker. I've learned words I never knew existed out there, but I just let you know I'm inside the studio most of the time. They don't let me come out often. But yeah, you guys are listening to the Woman's Station as we conclude that we always have a place for all women. So you identify yourself
right,
as a woman.
Back.
You are part of the Woman's Station.
I'm back, coming
right back again. So bless his heart. But again, we've been talking about the trans men and studs, the individual that was speaking earlier. We thank you for educating us
Androgynous.
That's him right there. Androgynous. I had a friend named Carlene that explained that she was androgynous. And so I never heard it since then. So, but that's great. I really appreciate everybody tuning in tonight. And I know Stan is on the move, so we want to thank him for continuing to do his broadcast. And you guys can always re-listen to this broadcast on our TuneIn app. There's a link on the page somewhere. And we're glad to be able to expose the LGBT community to not just Blog Talk, but our whole syndicated network. So we thank you guys for just being open about this conversation, because that's what it takes, as Stan said.
Well, yeah, I'm sorry we had some of the difficulties we had tonight. I think it has something to do with this super cold weather here in Chicago.
I was going to say the same stuff. It is not normal.
I mean, it is cold here.
Being in that much cold, we came from Africa. I don't care what nobody said. They shipped us from overseas back and forth. We are from the hottest place on the planet. Black folks got no business being in snow. That's it. Brain freeze up. Stan, I grew up in Indiana. I hit that pavement running. I gave them that cap, that gown, put my shorts on, and ain't looked back since.
Yeah. But I'm just saying, when people understand that this is Chicago, it's cold. And that's all I'm going to say. It's cold.
Cold.
I mean,
that's ungodly.
Yeah, wow. But I want to go over a couple of things real quick, though. First of all, the whole concept of our show is just to enlighten and educate. I mean, what we're doing is a new concept. We're new at what we're doing. We're just trying not to solve issues, but we're actually trying to enlighten and educate people into what's going on in the community. And so we address these topics. And like I said, I appreciate Flex coming on, because Flex got to cover some things about things about trans men, dating trans women. And this ain't the end of the conversation. I mean, this is going to continue on and on, because as long as we're living and people are people, but what we're doing is we're educating. This is some of the things that we didn't have when I was coming up, when I was a teenager. And if we had things like this, where we had this kind of dialogue going on, it would be a better understanding of things, and we wouldn't be afraid of so much. And when we talk about things like that, I need to really talk about this right now, is that we're in Chicago right now, and I want to talk about February the 9th coming up at Chicago State University. Trans entertainment artists will be performing live at Chicago State University. Let me go into detail with it. It's the Chicago State University Student Government Association, along with Demand Entertainment, and they're having the 15th annual Love Out Loud Ball. And that's Friday, February 9th, from 5 to 11 p.m. They're going to have a panel, and the panel is going to be discussing trans youth, trans issues. They're going to have some experts on the panel. They're going to have me on the panel. I just found that out. And then trans artists Crystal Beverly, Rocio, and Chrissy G will be the entertainment for that night. And they're going to have a ballroom talent competition as well. It's going to be a big night. There's no charge for it. They asked for a donation for it. Again, at Chicago State University, February 9th. We're in Chicago right now. I'm here for a couple other things, but the show's next Friday. I want all of you all to come out. And what I want people to do is come out and network. I get people hitting me up all the time. How can I be part of Chan? How can I be part of Trans Entertainment? How can I be part of what you do? Well, the best thing to do is to just come. That goes back to some time when I was in Minneapolis. And Prince would have parties at Paisley Park every Friday night. And people used to always ask these questions. Well, how do people get to Prince? How do y'all get to Prince? Well, Prince was always there. And the people that got around Prince were the people that came up to his thing. When he threw parties, people that showed up. And people just need to get involved. So we have an event February 11th in Atlanta at Phase 1. Come out to Phase 1, February 11th. All the trans artists are going to be there. Sinead Raelynn, she will rap her ass off. She's going to kill it. Then we got Crystal Beverly. You know, Crystal Beverly's being, right now, played out over in, what is it, Crema in London? What part of London? Anyway, they call her Tina Turner out there.
Liverpool. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Crystal's out there in Liverpool, and they're looking at her as Tina Turner. And that's another thing that's coming up. Hey, y'all, all my trans entertainment artists, get ready, get the passports together. We may be heading out to London. There's a couple things going out there, a couple prides. People look, inquiring about us coming out. I'm trying to work on some details about that. Also, in mid-February, we will be out in Las Vegas. Trans entertainment artists, we are chosen. I'm going to tell y'all they're going to be reopening the Hamburger Mary's and on the Strip in Vegas. And we're going to be the entertainment out there. And what they decided to do with this, with the Hamburger Mary's, is they're not going to do drag shows. They want live trans entertainment now. So we're going to be having the trans artists. So it will be like they won't all be together, but every week we'll have one of our artists are going to be the resident there. So they're going to be out in Vegas for that week. So Rocio will be out there. Sinead will be out there. All our artists, Crystal, and they will be the draw. And that's what they're hoping. They say, hey, look, your artists got talent. We think that tourists will come out and see them. And they will come out to see them versus coming to see a drag show at Hamburger Mary. So that's a big thing on our shoulders. It's a big thing we have to, that I'm looking forward to. It's a challenge. But we are actually going to be in Las Vegas, and we're going to actually be there. So we got that coming up.
And Stan, the other thing is that I wanted to also mention that Trans Entertainment mm-hmm. helped raise over 100 pounds of products for three of the nonprofit charities that we're all affiliated with.
Oh, yeah, that's
we shipped out 30 pounds to West Virginia, which is tampons, feminine hygiene products, and that, and we shipped out shipping out the Virgin Islands. They're still in need needing products, and then the Pain to Purpose. RC is worth the Virgin Islands, and then Pain to Purpose in Miami. So we're starting a national tour with the Ten Entertainment, a part of the Woman's Station collaboration and stuff. So, you know, we've created a global footprint in assisting women in various distressed situations. And so I want to thank the artists for being on 1420 and 1430 here in Atlanta on the station during the daytime. So basically, you know, you guys are doing a tremendous amount of work, both community-wise and professionally. So thank you so much.
You know, one thing we don't do at Trans Entertainment, and one thing I try not to, what we don't do is we don't just sit back and get on social media and just talk. When we on social media, you see what we're doing. My artists are performing. My artists are working. My artists are doing music. My artists are in the studio. Chrissy G, it's work ethic. When people sit back and they watch all this, when they go on Facebook and they talk about singing, Chrissy G, that's ethic. She in the studio all day today, banging them hits out. That's what we do. And people want to be part of this. There's an ethic with this, you know. And we're going to the next level. There's so much going on with what we got going on right now. It's incredible. I got the best artists in the world. The best. And I'm not talking about them as being anything. They're not just the best trans artists. They're the best artists, period. And I'm proud of them. Matter of fact, tomorrow night, join me for Trans Music America. And our highlight artist will be the one and only Chrissy G. Chrissy has a voice that will, how do you say, marinate you. But, and everybody has their own style. You know, everybody has their style. So that's tomorrow night at 9 o'clock. We'll be highlighting, it's called Trans Music America. Trans artists, you got music, MP3. Send it to us. Let us check it out. We'll highlight you. We'll play you. You know, that's part of what we do. It's not about just us. It's a movement. You know, I'm that's what I do. And one day, Kareem, you got to interview me, and I got to tell you how I got involved with all this anyway. But we'll get into that. But right now, I'm in Chicago. I'm going to be here for a few days. We're going to be performing February 9th, Chicago State University. That's a big deal. The Student Government Association came to us. Hey, you got the talent. We want you all out here. It's my hometown. I'm going to try to hit a couple spots while I'm here. You know, I'm going to try to hit Escape. I'm going to try to hit the pub. We get it. So I'm here, y'all. Chi-Town, hit me up. So I'm sorry we had the difficulties we had tonight. This conversation definitely ain't over. We do this each and every Wednesday night. So, like I say, join Zariah and me every Wednesday, 9 o'clock. So I guess we're going to kind of wrap things up right now. And I'm glad for the people that called in. And like I say, I wish everyone else had called in to weigh in, because I'm going to get a lot of people. Like, I got people in my inbox right now, and they give me their opinions. There's a phone number to call. Call, give me your opinions on that. You know, that's what we're saying. So, Zari, are you still there?
Oh, yeah, I'm still here.
All right. Yeah, we had some difficulty tonight, but hey, it's like I said, I'm getting a lot of comments, but I'd rather the comments be on the air, you know.
Absolutely.
And people call in. And this is a subject. And you know what gets me with this is that you have so many trans men out here. I appreciate Flex. Flex came out talking about certain things. So don't go on Facebook and Instagram and then start bitching about what people don't understand about you. Because
right. This
is a platform where you can sit back and have your opinion and say certain things. So don't sit back and talk about all this kind of stuff. That's the purpose of this.
Yeah.
So,
and letting your voice be heard is also, it's another important thing, because for so long we've been voiceless. So now we have a platform now where we're in a place where we can say, hey, you know, this is how I'm feeling. And, you know, let me help someone understand, you know, the trans community, because the perception may be one thing. But like you said, you know, this live radio show is to educate, you know, everyone on, you know, on a community that a lot of people have questions about, but they're afraid to ask. So in order for us to, you know, move forward and bridge the gap there, we got to have people, we need you all to call in, ask us the questions, because we're transparent enough to come on live, you know, live radio and talk about certain issues. So I definitely think that we're on the right path. I really hate the show ended so early, you know, technical difficulties, that's why things happen.
But like I said, and what we're doing with this whole, my artists, when we do venues and we perform, like Chicago State University, we're going to be out there. Where we go, my artists perform in straight clubs. We kick ass wherever we go. And they don't get up there are they going to like us? Are they going to accept us? It's all about what we do with the music. And we're taking this to a whole new level with the artists. Like I say, Chrissy G is in the studio all day today, knocking it out. Matter of fact, if you want to hear her music, she'll be on Trans Music America tomorrow night. I'm creating a platform for trans artists. This is where if you got it, don't be inboxing me telling me how good you are. Oh, I'm great. I'm this. No, send me your damn music. Let me hear you. You know, that's the difference between the artists I got and then people just talking. Because the artists I got, they doing it.
Yeah.
They performing. I got Rocio performing at February 11th, February 10th in Atlanta. And we just, it's, you know, like I said, when you see me post on Facebook and Instagram, I'm not sitting back bragging about nothing and all. We showing y'all what we doing. That's what we do. I'm showing you. You seeing what we do. You know, we at Chicago State University next Friday. That's because that's what we're doing. We're going to be in Las Vegas. And I'm talking about a residency out there. We're going to be out there for months because we're going to sit back and they're going to try something new. Like, hey, this trans entertainment stuff going on. Hey, instead of all the female impersonator shows, we got trans artists that actually got talent. And I'm not talking about, I'm not down in drag. Drag is set the stage. So I'm not down in any of that. But this is just something that, like I said, we got the talent, and this is real talent, like that played on instruments. When you come to Atlanta February 11th and see Rocio is going to be performing her own instruments. They do it all. Chrissy G, these are artists. Crystal Beverly, these are artists. You know, Sine, that's artists. They read and write music. They're artists. You know, and that's what we do. And that's what Trans Entertainment Network is about. Matter of fact, we're getting to the modeling side of this. And if you're a model, I get people hitting me up all the time about being a model. You know what? The best thing to do is come out February 11th to Phase 1 in Atlanta at 4 o'clock because all the artists are going to be there performing. This is a chance to come out and network and do things. Because if you don't get off your ass and go out to things and support and be places, nobody's going to invite you nowhere because, and I guarantee, ain't shit going to happen on Facebook. You can sit back and post on that all day. Facebook ain't going to make you. And
that's
for
right.
real.
Say that.
Facebook is
somebody
not going to put money in your
pocket.
Somebody
please tell them. They kill me. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt. But that he's saying that. He's telling that. I don't even get
I've
it.
Had,
they don't
had,
believe
I've
that.
Had,
that's
I've
right.
had artists,
that's right.
I've had artists hit me up and waste my time.
Oh, wow.
I had artists hit me up, waste my time, and want to do all these things. And then they get in there, get in the studio, get the music done. And then I say, well, go ahead, start getting your, let's start promoting your music. Then when I see them on Facebook, all they're promoting is their ass. I don't care if you do selfies with your ass, but put links to your music. Then they say, well, Stan, I don't get as many likes when I do that. So that's all it ain't even about the music. It ain't about your career. It's about the likes. And that's just what you want, then go ahead. I ain't got no problem with that. And like I said, but we are a team here at Trans Entertainment. We are Team 10. We support each other. This is what we are, the Motown of Atlanta and the trans community. Atlanta right now is the music capital of the world. Not just the music, we the entertainment capital of the world in Atlanta. Every TV show you see, every movie you watch, 99% of those are shot in Atlanta. Tyler Perry, everybody, Screen Gems, Bounce TV, Bounces Atlanta, all these shows you see. We are the entertainment capital of the world, and now we're opening the doors for the trans entertainment capital of the world. We're going to make that happen. And already, my music, we're going to have our shit in Tyler Perry's movies. That's where we're going with this. You know, I don't want to do love and hip-hop. I don't want reality. I want reality. You know, I won't be BMI chicks. You know what I'm saying? I don't want to be on reality TV with drama. I want real drama with real money and real checks. We've been approached to do reality TV several times, and I turned it down. Unless they do the right deal with the right money, then we'll do it. Even my artists ain't even interested in new reality TV. They don't even want to do it. But the whole point is, all kidding aside, we need to really focus on the issues that's going on in this community. Chrissy G did a performance about 2 weeks ago, and it was videotaped. And they would not let Chrissy have that tape because they found out she was a trans artist. So they don't want it being released or half of. Yeah. Oh, that's real talk. Yeah.
That's some bullshit.
Yep. Because she was trans, and they would not let the video out because she's on that video performing. But yet they bragged like, "Oh God, this girl is great." When they found out she was trans. And matter of fact, Chrissy's gonna be on my Trans Music America tomorrow night. I want you all to tune in same time, 9 o'clock. And Chrissy will tell you herself, you know, about it. As a matter of fact, I'm in Chicago, be with Chrissy. So we're going to go ahead and talk about it and everything else about it. But we're not letting these things stop what we're doing, and nothing's going to stop it. As a matter of fact, guess what? When people sit back and listen to this show, they always say, wow, what? The music you hear are Trans Entertainment Network artists. Those are 10 artists. That's the music you hear from us. And that's what we do. And I'm on a mission, and I'm going to be on this mission, and that's where we go, period. Our show, our show on Wednesday nights, Trans Entertainment Network Radio, we're part of the Atlanta Mix Radio Network. We are part of Atlanta Mix Radio, WAMRB. We are a family with this. It's all about a team, Karima, and we're going to hit these issues every week. We're going to address it. That's what we do, you know.
And you guys can always re-listen to the broadcast on Spreaker, Music, Mixcloud, and then YouTube. And, of course, you can go back to the Facebook Live. And it'll be in rotation. The shows are going to rotation. Now that we have several of the shows, they'll be on the TuneIn app, so you can always listen to the during a certain part in time, and we'll be able to blast that out. But we want everybody to like the TuneIn app, listen to it. It's all women artists, all positive music. It's about the music, and that's what it's all about. I'm going to look into whoever did that because that is ridiculous. I can't believe it with no. That's not fair. That's not fair. It's not fair whatsoever. That's not fair.
And
and
it happens, you know. But see, a lot of times, like I said, we get into these things, so that happens. People hit up, you know, and when they found out, like I say, she wasn't hurt by it. You know, it's just the fact that they were just trying to lead her on to thinking, we're not going to release the video because of this or that. And bottom line became, because she's transgender. And so they didn't want to do that. So that's how that goes. But, hey, we perform, we do what we do. That's all that matters. You know, nothing's going to distract us. And that's why shows like this are very, very important, because we have to address these things. And we need you guys out there helping us as well, because we need your support. We need all you all support. And Trans Entertainment Network can be a bigger network, and everybody can be involved with what we do. So, look, we're getting ready to sign off right now. I appreciate everybody to listen in. Go to my Facebook page, Stan G. Lucas, and keep up with what we got going. We got a ton of shit going on this whole month of February. So you want to be part of this, want to be part of what we're doing, go to Stan G. Lucas page and go to Trans Entertainment Network page and keep up what we got going. So with all that, Karima, I guess we're going to call it. Zaria, you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
All right. I'll be back in Atlanta Sunday, and then I'll be back in Chicago Friday, then we're back in Atlanta Saturday, Sunday. We're busy. That's all I can say.
Damn, how many freaking flyer miles do you got?
Hey, yeah, a lot. But there's more to me. There's more to that. It ain't me.
Absolutely.
You know, I get, yeah, I mean, when people want my artists to perform, you know, it doesn't come out of our pocket. So some things we have to do out of our pocket, but I work hard for what I do and work hard for my artists. And I love my artists and I work hard for them, you know what I'm saying? You know, I work hard for you the same way, Zarian, you know. You know, so, you know, we got a long way to go with things. We're going to get things moving. Crystal Beverly, I can't say enough about Crystal. Crystal kept a lot of things moving with what we do. Chrissy, Rocio, especially in the very beginning with this. So, hey, I got the greatest team in the world. I do.
Awesome.
And I look out for my girls all the time, and because they look out for me, you know. Sometimes people look at me like this guy that, you know, I'm human, and so I need like Zarian and you guys. Sometimes Zarian, you'll call me and you just call me about one thing, and I'll sit back and just spilling a whole bunch of junk on you, because it's like okay. You know, because I'm human, and I got emotions and feelings, too. You know, I got things, too, that, you know, so I go through things.
Oh,
but,
yeah.
You know, we're all good. You know, but we're strong.
Guys, I apologize. I don't mean to cut you off, but now our switchboard is froze up, so our show is about to end.
We're
like
having some
2 seconds.
Problems tonight. Yeah.
It's okay. That's because you're down in all that cold.
But look, I appreciate it. Look, I want to say this. I appreciate everybody that actually tuned in. And I hope you all tune in tomorrow for our Trans Artist Spotlight with Chrissy G. And then next Wednesday, we're going to go into more topics. This topic we had tonight ain't over yet. Definitely not over. So we got other things going on. I got a whole lot going on. And the whole thing that we're trying to do with the trans community is just provide opportunity. And that's really what we're doing. I want to see every trans girl working, doing something, involved with something. I want to have businesses. I want to have everything trans run. I want a trans bar. I want everything. We're going to make history. And we're on the way to doing it. Okay? So with that said,